Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Morning.
Thank you all so much for getting up early and coming to the board meeting of the Illinois Association of Blind Students. So the main idea of this meeting is to let everyone know what IABS has been up to this year. We're going to hear from our committee chairs. We are going to hear from our NABS rep. You'll also hear the treasurer's report along with the presidential report. And of course, you have to stick around for elections. Yay. Okay. So I just want to say a few words before we get this whole awesome meeting rolling. You know, we had so much success this year at IABS Idol, and I just want to thank all of you who came, all of you who sang. Thank you to the chapter presidents for, you know, signing up their chapters and encouraging their members to participate. Just a little announcement, we still are selling t-shirts. We are still selling travel kits. But the fundraising has been going really, really well this year. And of course, we'll still be around if you need any services, you know, coffee, food, you know, run to my room and get this for me type stuff. If you need any help carrying your bags down later, if the students are still around, I know people have trains at different times, let us know. Yeah, so we are going to now, if you are ready, Glenn, are you prepared to do the, no, you're not ready yet? Okay. So we are going to have our fundraising chair, Ms. Julia Chang, give you guys an update of what we've been doing with the fundraising committee this year. Julia.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
So one of our ongoing fundraisers has been the t-shirts, and we put in an order for about 200 t-shirts, I want to say about a year ago. And we have now sold at least 160 before we left for convention. I don't know how many we sold here, but we are in the black and making profits. So, and another thing we do is IABS Idol. So if any of you were able to make that Friday night, we made $435 this year. We also did a 50-50 raffle. And thank you, all of IABS, for helping to sell those. We made $135 off of that. And another thing that we started this year is IABS Service. So all of us young, willing, and able people do all the running around, like coffee and luggage and all that, and we get tips from that. I'm not sure how much we've made so far, but we'll definitely include it in the treasurer's report in our upcoming meetings. And that should be it.
Our next committee report is going to be from our Community Outreach Committee, and that was chaired this year by board member Jimmy Dickman.
Good morning.
Morning.
So pretty much Chris, Rose, and I got together and we wanted to get a lot of people in IOs, and everyone was welcome to over Christmas break just to hang out because, you know, every year we have state and national convention, but we think that we should get together a lot longer, a lot more times than just twice a year. So over Christmas break, we all got together and we went bowling, which was really a whole lot of fun. And thanks to Rose, she gave a lot of people bowling shoes, so a lot of people didn't have to pay. And pretty much, we just wanted to hang out, and we had a lot of fun.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yeah. So this year we are hoping to do even more community outreach events. So we had one, you know, small social event last year, got to start somewhere. In fact, I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but we are actually going to be putting on a student seminar later in the 2014 year, I believe in about April. So that'll definitely be a community outreach type event. And hopefully we can also throw in a social event here and there too to try to recruit members in a fun way. Actually, at the bowling event, we had a brand new member come to the event, and he learned a lot about the NFB, and his mom had lots of questions for us. And, you know, it was great that we were able to answer those questions and, really try to open the door for them. You know, ended up calling me a few times after that, getting some information and whatnot. I don't think he ever made it to a meeting, but, we're working on it, so. All right, the last committee report we have is from Ms. Brianna Lilliman. She was the chair of our mentoring committee, and I am just so thrilled at how much we were able to do with regards to mentoring this year, and I really hope to see that continue in the years to come. Bree?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Bree.
Yes, our mentoring program has gone very smoothly. Rose and I have been alternating, sending out monthly questions for the mentors and for their mentees that they can contact each other via email, phone call, even if in person if they're able to. So that's been going really well. And our most recent one was for the mentees and mentors to meet in person at convention, if possible, if both parties were here. So if you are a mentor and mentee and haven't connected with your mentor, please do so today. And if anyone is interested in joining that program, please email me or Rose.
Thanks, Bree. All right. Next on our agenda is the treasurer's report, and unfortunately, Ms. Meg Dowell is not able to be with us today, so the treasurer of NFBI was very gracious and said he would deliver this report for us. So without further ado, here is Mr. Glenn Moore.
Thank you, Rose. Good morning, everybody. So this will be a quick report. This is going to go over just the general financials of IABS up to date. It's not going to include things from the convention because we haven't been able to add those in. So you can know that there will be more money actually in IABS treasury than at this moment than what's in the report. So most of the money from IABS has come from this fundraiser, the T-shirt fundraiser. And the total cost of it was $1,858. The total revenue was $2,931. If you don't already know, the state financed it, and so the first money came back to the state, and then everything after it was paid for was split right down the middle between NFBI and IABS. So the income for IABS was $527.25. And, like Julie was saying, we've sold some at convention and we still have some more. And the total treasury for IABS, not including convention, is $1,492.11. And that's all.
All right. Thank you, Glenn. So just like seems to be the theme for this convention, we are just zipping right through this agenda. So I'm actually going to give you guys the presidential report. And it's pretty much just an overview of what IABS has done throughout this entire year. And if I do say so myself, we've done quite a bit, but I'll let you guys be the judges after you hear this report. All right, good morning, everyone. I wanted to start up.
Thank you.
Yay, people are waking up. Woohoo! Except Jamal, apparently. I want to start off by saying that I couldn't be more pleased with the direction that IABS went over the past year. When I took on the duty of IABS president a year ago, I had high hopes for IABS, and I am proud to say, thanks to the hard work of the board, IABS members, and the support of the state affiliate, we accomplished everything I'd hoped and more. Month after month, the attendance at the board meetings kept growing and growing. Consistently, there were 10 people, many times more, on our calls. The mission of this report is to summarize the happenings of IABS over the past year. For simplicity, the report will be given in a chronological fashion. In October, we hit the ground running. We had our first conference call just a week after the state convention, and right away committees were created. We established the fundraising committee, the mentoring committee, and the outreach committee. As you have heard from the committee chairs, all three committees were busy throughout the year. IABS was represented in many of NFBI's happenings throughout the year. New this year, IABS board members took turns attending the NFBI board meetings. We did not miss a single meeting. For the first time since my involvement in IABS, an outing was successfully planned and executed by IABS. As Outreach Chairman Jimmy Dickman explained a few minutes ago, IABS members went bowling in Chicago last December. A fun time was had by all, and much mentoring, as well as catching up, took place during this fun event. In January, IABS was featured in the Student Slate, the newsletter of the National Association of Blind Students. Second Vice President of NABS and editor of the Student Slate, Karen Anderson, asked if IABS would like to be in the division spotlight. Of course, we jumped at the opportunity, and an article was published about all of the exciting things IABS had been up to. In February, three IABS board members attended Washington Seminar. Being involved in legislation was a priority for IABS this year. After the seminar, IABS members were encouraged to contact their representatives and senators to remind them about the NFB priorities. Not only were three of the nine advocates from Illinois affiliate on the IABS board, but between these three members, I attended the legislative director's meeting, while another attended the NABS winter meeting. IABS was well represented throughout the happenings of Washington Seminar. In the spring, the big IABS project was planning and executing Teen Scene for the parent-teacher seminar. A good time was had by all as we made Mother's Day cards, learned about putting on makeup, learned about the latest technology, and discussed NFB philosophy. In June, two IABS board members attended the National Association of Blind Students Leadership Seminar in Baltimore, Maryland. Many great discussions took place, as well as intriguing speeches from leaders in the NFB, such as NFB President Dr. Maurer, Policy and Advocacy Director Anil Lewis, and NABS President Sean Whalen. Our very own IABS president even spoke about the success of IABS. She gave such advice as, avoid scheduling meetings on holidays. Host social events to gain new members. And as our state president, affiliate president Patty Chang always does, thank people often. As the year went on, IABS grew even more. On July 2nd, the third day of National Convention, a new IABS member called me asking me where I was because he wanted to meet me. I was embarrassed to say that I was at the Baltimore airport waiting for my plane to take off. When I finally arrived at the convention, I found at least five other IABS members waiting for me. As it turned out, all of these members continued to be active, most attending the next IABS meeting. After National Convention, IABS was still not done. In August, many IABS members volunteered in the Illinois Braille Enrichment Literacy and Learning Bell Program. IABS members accompanied students on field trips as well as helped teach students Braille and independent living skills. To end off the year, all IABS members stepped up to the plate to make all of the wonderful student-led events happen here at State Convention. Special thanks go out to First Vice President Chris Jekyll and Board Member Ryan Perry for planning Teen Scene. Yeah. Special thanks go out to Second Vice President Brianna Lillyman for planning the student luncheon. Thank you to board members Debbie Stein and Jimmy Dickman, along with Brianna Lillyman for core boards. Secretary Julia Chang for planning IABS Idol. In short, I am very proud of everything IABS has accomplished this year. I feel that we really had a presence at all of the major events of NFB and NFBI. IABS was present at the National Convention, NABS Leadership Conference, Washington Seminar, NABS Winter Meeting, and NFB Legislative Directors Meeting. At the state level program, Parent Teacher Seminar, every NFEI board meeting and state convention. Everyone did their part when something was needed to be done. As I said, I am very proud. But believe it or not, even with our amazing fundraiser and our great mentoring program, the Illinois Association of Blind Students is not the strongest student division in the nation. We have all the needed pieces: many students, strong leadership, and a state board that is stupendously supportive. With these ingredients, the sky is the limit. In the coming year, there are many things I'd like to see IABS do. But if I had to pick three goals, I would say, first and foremost, keep this momentum going. Just keep doing what we have been doing for the past year. Second, put on a great student seminar. Many other student divisions do these events, and I want Illinois to be added to that list. Finally, keep up the mentoring. I don't care how you do it, but seriously, the people you meet in NFB can change your life. Friendships can be formed that can last a lifetime. I could go on and on about this topic, and if you want to hear more, come find me during general session. To wrap up, I want to say thank you. Thank you for electing me to this wonderful post. Thank you to the board for making my life so easy. You never back down whenever I ask you to do something, especially attending those NFBI board meetings. Sometimes very little notice was given, but we still managed. Thank you to Denise Avant. She attended every IABS meeting this year, and she was always able to keep us updated about what was happening at the state level. Thank you to NAB's second vice president, Darian Smith, who attended many IABS meetings this past year. He kept us up to date on NAB's happenings. Finally, thank you to NFBI president, Patty Chang. Whenever IABS had an idea, she was always so supportive, and I'm sure she will continue to be so, and willing to help us in any way she could. As most of you know, I am resigning as IABS president as of the end of this meeting. I have enjoyed my tenure as president of IABS so much, but seeing as I am no longer a student and no longer living in Illinois, I cannot effectively hold this post any longer. I will, however, be happy to help IABS in any way I can. This concludes the IABS Presidential Report for 2013. All right, now, if our NABS rep is ready, we have been dying to hear a report on what NABS has been up to for the past year and ways that we might be able to get more involved at the national level for this National Association of Blind Students. Justin Salisbury?
Standing up.
Oh, gotcha. I think the other mics are on too, so if you just...
If you
want to
come back here, there are several that you can sit down.
This one's on and ready.
Sounds like a plan.
So this one should work for you right here in this chair. And you know how to adjust mics, you're fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for bringing me to this wonderful hotel with comfy beds and fun things to do all night. So, in the National Association of Blind Students, we have recently rearranged our committee structure. That is probably the biggest administrative highlight. We used to have a website committee, and I was in charge of it. But now we've decided that really we can isolate that work to one person, and then use our human resources to further our membership and communications efforts, and divide that into two separate committees. That has been a very interesting and useful transition, because the main focus, it appears, of the National Association of Blind Students is really to support the state divisions. It's it's a very interesting setup where it's almost we have a bottom-up model in NABS because we get our direction from our state divisions. We look at what our state divisions need, and we exist almost entirely to support them, to help students in one state learn from what another state does, etc. One other way that we have been working to support our state divisions is we had that leadership seminar back in June where Illinois was represented. That was a really wonderful event for me. It was great socially and everything else, but it was really nice to be able to sit down, have that face time with Dr. Maurer and with Anil, hear those personal stories and opinions, etc., and have our own little shot at answering those critical key questions that we've always had burning inside us. I think it's the only leadership seminar where when we were asked if we had any questions, if we didn't just sit there stonewalled in silence. Apparently a lot of leadership seminars go like that at the National Center. So if you ever go, be ready with questions. Probably our most exciting fundraiser that we've done in the past year was at our Monte Carlo night. How at National Convention we always have this big casino night. It's a lot of fun. We have dealers, we have a cash bar, you buy a whole bunch of poker chips and everything going in. That part's nice, but we actually put people in jail at Monte Carlo night this year.
Including yours truly.
That's right. And those that people actually liked got bailed out. And that's how people got to find out who liked them. We let people name their own prices, and then they got to work the crowd and try and get out of jail. I'd seen that happen a few places before, and it was really fun to bring that in to a Federation event. As we've been working in the National Association of Blind Students to help the student divisions, we do take direction from what the divisions need, but we also try and take something from the strengths of each of our board members. One thing that we did in North Carolina that I'm bringing to the table is we created a very basic database using Microsoft Excel, nothing complicated, to list the disability contacts at every institution of higher education in the state. There were 128 in North Carolina. So you get the full list of colleges, four-year universities, community colleges, tech schools, trade schools, beauty schools, whatever you want to call them, 128 of them. You get three members willing to do the work, break it down. Each of them takes about 42, 43 schools. And if you take 2 months and once every business day, find the contact at that university, you'll have a complete list. Then when it comes time to sending out a scholarship application, comes time to sending out a student seminar, advertisement, any kind of flyer that you want to go places, you've got your whole contact list set up. And of course, to say it that way by itself and expect that people will go out and do it isn't necessarily going to be practical. So we're going to set up a little bit of some conference calls to help maintain this project. But it's something that states can do with small levels of human resources and small levels of time. That can be very effective. And other members of the board of directors of the National Association of Blind Students are also bringing similar things to the table. And so we're working to use our strengths to help the needs that we see in every student division. Because everybody needs more members. Everybody needs better, stronger leaders. There's no affiliate, no division, nowhere in the Federation that we can't grow. So we in the National Association of Blind Students look forward to doing our role in serving every state affiliate and every state student division or division yet to be, as we move forward as one mission, one purpose, and one movement. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. Technical question, do we have a wireless mic?
Yeah, if you get Byron to take his headphones off, I'm going to have to tell him where it is.
Okay, well, because I was thinking it might be, we sort of didn't do this at the beginning, but we typically do introductions at these types of events. I figured I might wait until more people trickled in, but we really can't do that unless we have a wireless mic. So I'm going to look for one. You know, we're running fine on time, so. I thought I saw it over there.
It's usually on this table. Somewhere.
It might be on the door prize table.
Oh, good point. I'll bet it's over by door prize. I think that's where we used it last.
Oh, hello?
Button on the side.
Right, it's probably on.
Is that working or no?
The light is on, but I don't know if it's actually.
It's not working.
No.
Okay. Oh, he's yeah, got it plugged in the mixer as soon as he comes back. I don't know where he went. It's plugged in, which they turn on. It's one, the mixer is this one. I just don't know which one goes to which mic.
I'm going to use the old-fashioned vocal PA to see if I can find it.
Oh, there he is. Hey, thank you.
We need you.
That's good.
Just go upstairs for 2 seconds.
He knew he was needed.
Does it work?
Testing.
Is it on?
No.
Try it again.
Testing.
Keep trying that.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, hang on.
Testing.
Try now.
Testing.
11.
Testing. We're at the IOBS meeting. It's so much fun. I'm so happy to be here. I'm
Why
the first in the room right now. Hopefully you guys will get there sometime too.
Can I see you for a minute?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. There's always one place. There's one place in every convention where the sound stuff needs a battery or something. There we go.
It was in the wrong hole.
There we go.
Woohoo!
Got it. All right. So, I'm going to, if everyone wouldn't mind just saying your name in any leadership position you hold within NFBI, IABS, NFB, that would be fantastic. And we're going to start it off here at this front table where most of the I board members are sitting.
Don't have any more technical problems. I'm going upstairs for like 2 seconds. I'll be right back. Don't break it, Rose.
I shall try my best, but no promises.
I'm Justin Salisbury. I am First Vice President of the National Federation of the Blind of Connecticut. I am Legislative Coordinator for the National Federation of the Blind of Connecticut. I am President of the Connecticut Association of Blind Students. I serve on the Kokomo Quarterly Grant Committee for the National Federation of the Blind of Connecticut. I am Board Member number 4 for the National Association of Blind Students.
I'm Julia Chang, and I'm the Secretary of IOBS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Sloan, and I don't have a position.
I'm Rose's sister.
What a lovely voice. Christopher Meyer, and I am the incoming president of the Indiana Association of Blind Students.
Another IOBS. Yeah.
But there's only one IOBS. Good morning, everybody. I'm Glenn Moore. I'm the state treasurer for NFBI and a newly minted IOBS member. I'm back in school.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. My name is Chris Jekyll. I'm the first president or vice president of IOBS.
Hi, I'm Brianna Lilliman. I'm the second vice president of IOBS. I'm Debbie Stein. I'm on the IABS board as a liaison to the NFBI board, and I chair the NFBI Scholarship Committee and Internship Committee.
She loves on the NFBI board.
My name is Adrian Schaffner. I was one of the scholarship members, and I am who I have never.
Right.
Hi, my name's Nicole. I'm one of the scholarship winners, and I guess I'm also a new IABS member.
I am Jimmy Dickman. I'm a board member of IABS and an internship winner as well.
Chair of the grant writing, the development committee. And you know, I think you found a gold in this service activity. You guys could take this to a whole new level at National and get more money out of us.
Oh, that's a great idea. Actually, yeah.
Let's see. My
person? No, you're passing it to me.
I am Denise Levant. I have paid my dues, so I am an IABS member. I am the first vice president of the affiliate.
Hello, I am, oh wow. Hello, I'm Bill Reif, and I am, I've paid my dues, so I'm an IABS member, and I'm also a, I'm the current president of the Ferris Wheel chapter. Which is mostly based in Springfield at this time, and so and I've been in the Federation for well over 30 years. So.
All right.
Hello, I'm Patty Chang. I serve as president of this affiliate. I am scholarship chair on the national level. And I have the privilege to serve on our national board of directors.
All right, coming back here.
I am Patrick Olson, longtime IABS member and vice president of the Black Hawk chapter.
Steve Hestalis, a charter member of this affiliate, currently Chicago chapter treasurer.
Okay, Jamal Powell from University Park, Illinois. I am the current Chicago Chapter Second Vice President. I'm also Chairman of the NFBI Transportation Committee and co-chair of our State Affiliate Legislative Committee. And many moons ago, I was an officer in IABS.
Of NFB membership. Okay, at this time, I know I haven't gotten to everyone, but I need everyone here who's paid their dues, please find your red chip and put it out in front of you. Just start looking for it, because it might be easy to lose. Who do we have here?
My name is Nick Robertson. Just moved to Illinois for a new position. With the federal government, and I'm anxious to get my feet wet within the Chicago chapter and state affiliate. Thanks.
right. People trying to hide back here.
Pat Olson.
Janet Lennon.
All right, one last table to go. Do you mind introducing yourselves here?
Everardo Camino, parent to Alex Camino and Nicholas Camino.
Nelly Camino.
Yeah. And Nicholas Camino.
Alex Camino. I'm awesome.
Great. Have I missed anyone? Has anyone not had the chance to introduce themselves? Great. I know we're doing this meeting all out of order, and it's probably really weird, but we always roll with it. That's how we do it in IAPS. All right. At this time, we are going to have elections.
My husband was probably given our chip. My husband is not here.
Okay.
I told Katie our dues. I tried to play a second time.
All right, you know what we're going to do? Katie, will you be able to read the list of people who paid just really fast?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. The people who have paid, we'll just take a quick. Do you have your chip or not, or do you need it? Denise Avant.
Yes.
You have a chip?
Yes.
Julia Chang?
Yes.
Francisco Chang?
He's not here.
Patty Chang?
I need one.
I got two.
Jimmy Dickman?
I have one.
Adrian?
I need one.
All right, do we have goal for giving these out?
Yeah.
Okay, great. How do you say the last name? Alex, Nicholas, Nelly, do you guys have your chips?
Yeah.
Gaminos? Good. Bob and Nancy?
Not here.
Robert Hansen? Courtney? Katie? Bree? Christopher Meyer?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yep.
Pat Olson? Patrick Olson?
Yes.
All right. Ronza? Bill Reef?
Need a chip.
Okay.
Christopher Roberts? Justin Salisbury?
Got it.
I have my chip. Debbie Stein? Alex, scholarship winner, good. Nicole? Ronan? Chris? Jekyll?
Yes, ma'am.
Colleen is Kelly's friend. She's not here. Kelly, yep. All right, that's everyone who's paid so far. Is there anyone who still needs to pay their dues? Kathy?
I've paid my dues.
Okay.
I have a chip.
Great. Anyone else who wants to pay their dues so they can vote?
Nate Robertson?
All right. Do you have.
Nate's actually my brother.
Sorry. Wait, really? Nate Robinson? He played for the Bulls. That's really cool. all right, I'll give you five back. Anyone else want to pay dues so they can vote? Yes. Oh, Ryan Perry, how did we miss you?
Scary.
Okay, you are so dedicated, and thank you for that. All right, $10 for dues, $5 change. Anyone else? Great, thank you.
Make sure that you give me your email if you paid last minute, because I want these contacts, please.
Anyone else? Are there any more people who want to pay dues? Cease that this stop? Great, cool, great. All right, so we're going to start elections. Well, I'm president, and as I mentioned earlier, I unfortunately need to step down. As I said, no longer living in Illinois, no longer a student, I don't think it makes sense for me to do this anymore. So that means this position falls to the first vice president. Chris Jekyll, are you able and willing to take over the duties of IAB's presidency?
I politely decline.
All right. When this happens, the duties fall to the second vice president, Brianna Lilliman. As second vice president of the Illinois Association of Blind Students, in which the president has resigned and the first vice president is not able to fulfill these duties, are you able to take on the position as president?
Yes, I am able.
Hooray! Woo! Brianna Lilliman is the new president of the Illinois Association of Blind Students. Would you like to say anything? Any words? It's optional. You don't have to.
Nice speech.
All right. But don't worry. You guys will be hearing from Bree for the whole next year. Call into our meetings, and you will get to hear her and see how awesome of a leader she is going to be. All right. Now, Bree has, you know, she used to be second vice president, and now we have a vacancy in this position. So do we have, and the floor is now open for nominations for second vice president of IABS, and this will be a one-year completion of Bree's current term. Are there any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Jimmy Dickman.
I hear a nomination for Jimmy Dickman. Jimmy Dickman, do you accept this nomination?
I accept.
Great. Are there any more nominations for second vice president? Are there any more nominations? Are there any more nominations?
Move nomination cease and Jim Dickman be elected by acclamation.
I have a move and I have a second. All in favor of voting Jimmy Dickman as second vice president of IABS through an what is that called? Acclamation? Acclamation! Woo! Acclamation! Please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations, Jimmy Dickman. You are now second vice president of the Illinois Association of Blind Students. Would you like to say a few words?
I'd just like to say thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. We can't wait for you to continue your service. All right. Let's see. Now, Jimmy held a position as a board member. And so since that seat is now vacated, we need to hold an election for his term to be filled and continued. So, does anyone have any nominations for 1 year continuation of Jimmy's board seat for IABS?
Why, I nominate Rose Sloan.
Oh, Rose Sloan's name has been put into nomination. I accept. Who would like to take over this election? Because I cannot continue this. Bree, thank you.
Do we have any other candidates for the board member position? Nominees.
No.
Any more nominees? Any more nominees?
Move nominations, and we elect Rose by acclamation.
Okay, have a motion and a second. Third. So we're going to. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We now have Jimmy or Rose as our board member.
Yay! Thank you guys so much for the nomination. Thanks for your trust in me to be the next board member of IABS. As you can tell, I'm really, really excited, and I can't wait to continue the work that I've been doing for IABS. All right. Now, we have a vacancy in our treasury. Unfortunately, Meg Dowell is no longer to take over, continue the role as treasurer. So, do we have any nominations for treasurer of IABS? Glenn Moore's name has been put in nomination. Glenn Moore, do you accept this nomination?
I accept.
Great. Are there any more nominations for treasurer? Are there any more nominations for treasurer? Any more nominations? Yes, 1 year finish.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. All right. Is there a second? I have a motion?
Second.
All right. All in favor of voting Glenn Moore to treasurer of IABS for the 1 year continuation of a term, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations, Glenn. You are now the treasurer of IABS. Would you like to say a few words? Woohoo! Yay, Glenn Moore! All right. So now we have a position up for, it's a board member seat. This is just a 1 year board member seat, currently held by Ryan Perry. Because it was just a 1 year term, the way it works on IABS is we have 9 board positions. We have the president, first vice president, second vice president, secretary, treasurer, and 2 board seats, which are all 2 year terms, which technically the elections take place, on the even years. And then we have two other board positions which get elected every year. So this is why Ryan's position is now up for elections. Do we have any nominations to the floor for a position of board member for a one-year term? Nicholas Gamino, your name has been put in nomination. Would you like to accept this nomination?
I do.
Okay, great. Are there any more nominations? Are there any more nominations? I need to do one more. Are there any more nominations?
I move that we have voting seats and we accept Nicholas Gamino on board member position for 1 year by vote of acclamation.
Second.
All right, there's been a motion and a second. All in favor of voting Nicholas Gamino as a board member for 1 year by acclamation, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Great, congratulations, Nicholas. Would you like to say a few words? It's optional, you don't have to.
I mean, all I want to say is that I'm really looking forward to it. And yeah.
Yay!
Woohoo! And with that, elections are complete. We have our new board for the 2013-2014 year. Thank you guys so much for smooth elections, just like this convention has been going, super smooth. All right. Oh, okay, I guess the first vice president is seeking the floor.
I know this wasn't on the agenda, but Rose has been terrific. She really, you know, when everybody was maybe flagging or just didn't jump to do things right away. With all the accomplishments that she said in the last year, Rose really did press, push, and sometimes that's what's needed. And Rose deserves all the credit in the world. She's done a fantastic job. We should give her one more round of applause for being president.
Thank you, Chris. Yep. I appreciate it. All right, with that, is there any old business that needs to be brought to the floor? Hearing none. Is there any new business that needs to be brought to the floor? Okay. Brianna Lilliman, will you come up here for a second? I think it might be a good idea if we decide when our next meeting might be.
Yeah.
Would you like to run this or would you prefer?
Okay.
Okay, so it's October 27th.
Okay. We need to schedule a meeting for November. We usually, it's been kind of weird the past couple of months, but maybe the third weekend in November? I don't have a calendar with me.
I do. If you, I have one in my head.
Okay.
If you want the, because I do this all the
when
time.
When is Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is the 28th.
28th.
It would be fine with the third weekend. If you want to meet on Sunday, that's the 17th.
17th? How do we feel about the 17th?
Work.
Okay. Do we want 7 or 8 o'clock at night?
8.
8
o'clock?
Okay.
Right. And the call-in number is the same, yeah?
Yeah.
I have code the same. All right. And 805. 860-1000.
And our password is IABS, IABS.
I'm crashing that party.
4227.
Yeah.
Yes. Everyone, please call in. Okay, November 17th, 8 o'clock. Be there.
Great. Thank you, Bree. Thank you, members. You know, we can't do everything we do without you. So please call in, board members. I'm excited to join you there. And thanks for coming. We are adjourned.